Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's look at how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 10:05, up 5 3/4 on the open. May, 9:92, up 3. The Chicago Board of Trade March wheat opened at 9:98, up 18 1/2 on the open. May, 9:90, up 15 1/2. July, 7:78, down 10. September, 7:87, down 7. December, 7:98. Down 8 on the open. March corn open at 4:41 1/2, up 3 1/4 on the open. May, 4:52, up 2 3/4. July, 4:59 1/2, up 3. September, 4:53, up 1/2. December, 4:51, down 1/2. March of 2009, 4:53 1/2, down 2 1/2 on the open. January soybeans open at 11:62, up 5 on the open. March, 11:81, up 6. May, 11:95, up 6 1/4. July, 11:98, up 7 1/2. August, 11:63, up 5. November, 10:50, down 1 1/4 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 327.50, up 160 on the open. March, 335, up 290. January soybean oil opened at 46.44, up 22 on the open. March, 47.05, up 21. CME livestock, December live cattle opened at 92.50, down 10 on the open. February, 95.25, down 22 1/2. January feeders, 103.40 the open there, down 40 on the open. March, 105.60, down 57 1/2. February lean hogs opened at 59.80, down 27 1/2 on the open. April, 65, down 20. And February pork bellies open at 88.40, down 62 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
It's hand-to-hand combat in that wheat pit. I was looking at the spread. It has widened by $1.21 from the March-July in just a week.
Boy, yeah, it's been a real, real popular spread. You know, the old crop, of course, finding support from tight domestic, tight global supplies. There's speculation that we could run out of wheat by the end of the marketing year. So the function of the market is to move higher to curb the demand for old wheat. But world wheat demand remains somewhat robust. Several countries are in the wheat market needing to gather some inventory. You know, also news about Russia's expects the government to slap a ban on wheat exports in January. You know, continue to sort of curb inflation and keep wheat in their country. You know, looking at China, their situation, trying to keep grain in their country, sort of cutting back on exports. So it's going to be awful hard to find available old crop wheat supplies as the trade anxiously waits for new crop production to come online in next spring. And it's evident we've got a ton of wheat acres out there, not only domestically, but worldwide. But the question is, what type of production number do you put on it?
The CFTC report on Friday showed that spec funds are short this market. Are people on the wrong side of this market?
Some short covering. For every long, there's a short. So definitely somebody's getting, you know, whammied pretty good. You know, guys, it's been short from a trading point of view, short from a hedge point of view. It's sort of been brutal. But you know, there's reason to be that way in the marketplace, per se. So we'll see what happens. From a fund point of view, if you're one that's a trend-following commodity fund, you've probably got a good heck of a lot of explaining to do to investors if you're supposed to be long and you're caught short. So that's not good at all. But most definitely the short side's been kind of tough to manage here over the last 2 to 3 months.
Meanwhile, that wheat has been good support for corn, which has a story of its own, but new contract highs overnight.
Yeah. You know, wheat traded the $10 level. We're there, so we'll see if it you know, follows on through. But corn's following the coattails of the wheat market. The key, technically, that is see what happens going into 115 close. And what I mean by that, the overnight highs, new highs, even some of the pick trade contracts made some new highs for the move. A lower close would be a hook reversal down. If it would close below Friday's low, that'd be maybe a key reversal down. So technically, the trade's going to be watching the corn and even the bean markets to see how it finishes. But the main thing in the corn is export news is starting to slow down. Gulf basis is weak. We saw basis levels drop 5 cents there late last week, and still weaker today. So as we go into year end here, as trading slows, it'd be interesting to see if that strong demand upholds or not.
The I word is beginning to slip into the marketplace more and more, and that word is inflation. Could you explain what the implications of that might be?
Well, we've always had inflation. I mean, if you're a buyer of a home, if you have to pay your own health insurance, you know, this talk about, you know, inflation is really nothing new. We're just starting to see it occur in more of a wider spectrum. Traditionally, whenever inflation takes hold, you see some dramatic moves like we're seeing in the marketplace. Probably talking about these outside markets, the thing you got to watch is this trade deficit. Trade deficit dropped a little, still way too high, $170 billion numbers right up there. It's telling us that it's starting to hurt the consumer here in America. We spend, and if we're not able to spend it, it's showing that that's coming up in our in the trade balance. We're not buying as much, so I think that's probably the key thing you got to watch more than inflationary fears.
Well, we're seeing it impacting some outside markets like gold and crude oil, and I wonder, does it drift over to the grains?
Well, lower outside markets will probably keep a lid on the grains. It depends what type of move you get. I mean, $90 crude oil, you really haven't really busted it yet. If you take crude oil on down to $60 a barrel, yeah, it'll spill on the grains quite a bit. Gold, I mean, we're still in there $800, so, you know, it's still all relatively high. So it depends on the outside, the magnitude of the outside markets, whether it affects the grain complex or not, or dampens the investor confidence or the investor enthusiasm being the commodity complex.
Are we in sort of a cautious period here between now and the end of the year where it's very possible commodities might see a pretty good setback before maybe the January reports, and then after that getting serious again looking at acres?
Well, it depends which commodities. You know, as far as the grain complex go, you're going to see the grain market hold firm until we get a handle on 2008 production. You know, we got tightest global supplies of wheat and corn in modern day history, and the market's not going to be comfortable until we're in a situation where we've got those acres secured and see production at a positive mode as we go in the next spring. As you know, as far as the other commodities going into year end, it's just a matter of what the money manager's program tells them to do. You might see a little positioning year end, but you know, why give up a big moneymaker just to print a little profit?
Hedgers should be doing something at these levels?
We feel so. You know, a lot of guys are looking at 450 futures on corn and, you know, $11, $12 old beans and $10.50 new beans, feeling there's a lot of room there. But if you actually figure your cash flow situation, cost of inputs, there's tremendous downside risk. You know, if corn would break a buck and these beans would break $2 or $3 to the downside, you're going to see a lot of guys getting a lot of trouble. You know, financially. So with these higher input costs, we feel we got to stick to the traditional marketing program plan and reward the market as we go higher. Of course, we like and have been setting our goals much higher than we have in the past. The simplest strategy as a producer is a put option strategy. You got to be creative, because just go out and buy a put, it's going to be very pricey, and so you've got to be creative on that, and we're starting to implement those strategies to protect our downside, at least on paper, and leave our upside open on the actual cash sales.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March corn at 437, down 1 1/4. December, 447 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. January beans at 1156, down 1. Noves at 1045, down 6 1/4. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.